We're learning the Tezvav on Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah Tezvav on Aleph on the bottom. And Va'oid Shaul and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had not a shaila for these Gedolim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. And the shaila was like this: we know that a aver that falls off, a limb that falls off a live animal, that limb is metame people like aver. Since it's aver menachai, it's metame like nevela. Halacha is aver menachai metame like nevela. The same goes for a person. A person's limb falls off while he's alive. That limb is metame tomi meis. It's metame like a meis. So the shaila is, when an aver is hanging off, does it have a din of, like, it's off yet or not? It's hanging off by a thread. Is it considered attached and it's not metame, or it's considered as detached and it's metame already? Sai be'aver nechai, sai be'meis. Let's see. Boi tshal mekiva, aver hamadoldol be'behema ma'o. The question was, an aver that's hanging off by a behema, is it metame or not? Amulei lo shemanu. They said, I never heard anything about behema. But I did hear something about mace. Av shemanu eiver hamandulda ba'adam shehu tahar. Eiver is hanging off by Adam, it's tahar. But kach hayu mukei shchin oisim v'yushalayim. Mukei shchin are people who their limbs fall off, and they went to do the Karan Pesach, and it was not nice to have dead arms on. They want to get rid of them. So what do? They cut them off, they're going to become tamei mace, and the doctor also become tamei mace. So what do? They went to the doctor. And he cuts it. He leaves over a little hair. You know, it's hanging by a hair. So then, he attaches the hand. The mukesh attaches the hand to the wall, to the ground, with a little toothpick. And he runs away. And his hand falls off. And this way, no one touches it while it's tameh. Everyone's gavaldik, everyone's tar. He does a Karan Pesach, the Rebbe does a Karan Pesach. And so what do you see? You see that the wall was hanging by a thread. It wasn't metame. So he's saying, and variety is dvarim kavachaimer. And I see it's a kavachaimer. Madak, and this is the kavachaimer, which the Gemara, if some guesses the Gemara, I'll speak it out. The kavachaimer is this. Madak, a person who could be tami mechayim, who's a kavatom mechayim, still his arm is hanging over, is not metame. Behemoth is not metame mechayim. Of course, Eva Amadulda will not be metame. That's the kavachaimer. So he says the mindset that that's not a problem. So hanging off arm, he learned that from there, it's not a problem. Until it's completely severed. Until it's completely severed, it's not a problem. So look at the Gemara Vaita from the Mishnah. Tanan Hasam. Hamoichek es hakrisha. Someone who squeezes a leek and has juice inside it. The question is that juice going to be bachshir? So if you squeeze the krisha and the juice is staying inside, I'm not trying to squeeze the juice out. So then the halacha is that juice is not called a mashke yet, and it's not machsher. Hamoichek es hakrisha, or vaseichek besaru ksuso, he squeezes hair or his clothing. Mashkin shevaseichek ina bechiyutan. The mashkin that's inside is not chashev since it's baluam. Vayoytzim venu, but if it comes out, drips out already, then harei bechiyutan. That's already called shei mashkin. What? Yeah, it's zayin mashkin. It's water. There's water inside it. What? Even the leek has water inside it. No, it must have water inside it. Has water, water that was inside the crease over here. And it got wet, there was the water inside it. And here's a good question, but it sounds like there was water inside it. It looks like by Syrah and Ksusa, talking about water inside it, the crease also is water inside it. May Paris is like orange juice or something. Crease doesn't have juice. A leek doesn't have juice. It's not leek juice. They crush up the leeks itself. There, that's why. Here it had water inside. It was moisture. It was water inside. If you squeeze it out, it comes out. Almost more. The krisha asks mochshura, and the krisha itself becomes hukshura when you squeeze out the last part of it. Why? My timer. V'shas pishashem menu hukshura. When it comes out slowly, so it touches it. It becomes hukshura. What's with the kasha? We'll see. Kasha with Moss. But now, an Erev Pesach, it's a reife. He goes to the reife, and then at the end, he runs away from a wall and he takes the hand off. The last minute, the hand's touching. So why is it different than krisha? V'yam is b'shach b'shach shom hukshar. If you say what it's coming off, it's b'machshir. Ta'ikon abiyahu evam dolo b'shach b'shach shom adam nitmayla adam. Here also, when the limb that's hanging off, when it's getting separated, it should be time of the person. The Mara answers, he took it off, it was like boom, came off. They didn't have time to like sit there. He pulled it off, mamash, one boom, came off, and that's it. Where was Rav Yosef said? Vayichi itam d'Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef actually says something with water. Vayichi itam d'Rav Yosef. Aha. Zav v'tam Yosef v'halkim. Zav v'tam Yosef walking. V'yard d'leim g'sham. And it rained on them. Af b'shesh soichtem mitzal ha'elim tzal ha'tachtem. Squeezing water from the top of the clothing to the bottom of the clothing. Kozman still going through the clothing. It's tahirim. She'im ha'chashvim. They're not ha'chashvim that water as mashka. But elos yotzim ha'kulam. Then when it goes out, then it's yotzim akula harei machshir. When it comes out, when all of it comes out at the end, that's ready machshir. And the question of the Gemara was that lechayra that they are still it's mashma, it's machshir, but they are still tahirim. The water is still tahirim because it's only machshir after it comes out. And the question was the last minute it was touching the zav. That was the question there. So Rav Yosef, they squeeze it out with one boom, and it comes out, the water, it doesn't have a time to sit on the begadim of the Zav, or the Tamei Meis, and it doesn't become Tamei. So Kapam, that's the case here of the Mishnah, and the case of this Mishnah over here, both halachas are that if it goes out, then it doesn't have time to become Tamei, and therefore it's not Tamei. We go further to the next Mishnah. V'oid Shalon Rav Akiva. Hasheichet heiz vachim mechutz. Someone shechs five karbonos that were slated for karbonos and shech the bechutz. So it's one issa called shchut dechutz, but it's five different karbonos. Behelam achas mahu chayav kol achas v'achas or achas akulon. You chayav five or you chayav one? Because here it's one shame. You can't say gufa mechalakim. It's not lav dafka gufa mechalakim because it's one issa shchut dechutz. So different, it's a different karbonos. So what? It's like cutting five grapes. Five grapes was gufa mechalakim, but it's all grapes. It's all cutting. It's all kaitzer. What? According to Rav Eliezer, maybe, maybe according to Rav Eliezer. But what we're asking here, he asked his Rabbein, what's the halacha? Chayev one, or chayev five? Omer Eliezer said, Lo Shavanu. But Rav Shua said, I heard something else. Omer Shua, Shemati, Ba'oichu mezevach echad mehetam chuyim. I did hear that if you eat from one zevach and five tamchuyim, we'll see what five tamchuyim mean. We always tie it to this three, four pshat in the Gemara, but let's say it means five different dishes. One was roasted, one was cooked. So you ate from Zevach five different tamchuyim that were behelam echas, and one forgetting. So chayav five hashamayis from ila. So I heard that. So ra'inish advarim kavachaymer holds a kavachaymer that madach by here the case of meila. The Gemara explained the kavachaymer, but madach here by meila you chayav five. Different kabbalas, five tamchuyim here by five different kabbalas, also chayiv five. So that was the story here, according to this version. So Rav Shimon like kach shalom rekiva. It wasn't rekiva shayla, and we'll see in the Gemara why. I'll just give you a sneak preview. Is because you can't compare achila to shchita. Achila made five different hanah, so chayiv five times. What's to do with shchita? But the Gemara doesn't say why. Rav Shimon held that wasn't even a shayla. It wasn't a good dimyan. So what was the shayla? Ela ba'eichel neiser. The case was, but some achila also. That was a kibbutz shayla. But oichel noiser mechamish shesvachem behalam echas. You ate noiser and five different kabbanas behalam echas. Mao chayav achas akulam because one avera noiser and it's one avera. Chayav kol achas achas because it's five different behemas. Amrulei l'shemanu, we didn't hear. But amr mishua shemati ba oichel mezevach echa behaytam chuyin behalam echas. I eat from five different chuyin and one halam shuchayav kol achas achas from meila. Chayav because meila. But rayanish dvarim kavachaim. I hold to kavachaim. So that's what he said. It's kavachaim. That's what Rav Shua answered. So I'm a lawyer of a kibbutz. Here's Rav Shua. You know, im halacha mekabel. If you have a kabbalah that by the case of noiser, you chay five times, or you can say the same story before by shchut dechutz chay five times, good. But im din, if you want to make a kavachaim from your case of meila, if that's your tshuva, I have an answer to your kavachaim. So Rav Shua said to Rav Kiva, I'm with Hashem. So what's your pircha? Ama, don't bring a raya. Loyim amres be meila. Meila is a meila. She also was a meichel koichel. That means meila. If I give you to eat, I'm chayiv for asham meila. Even if I don't eat, a meichel. Someone feeds someone is koichel, and a mahana is kanana. If I give someone enough meat, it's like a hana. So that's and another chumra of meila is tziruf is meila's mamruba. Halacha is meila. If I none of a half pruta today, and 3 years later not half pruta, it's mitzaref. You don't need to pras. It's tziruf. So it has those three meilas. That's why it can be chayiv five. It's my ruba. Time for noiser. I don't have those miles by noiser. So don't bring a raya. Don't bring a kavachaymer from meila to noiser because meila has five, has three different miles. So don't bring a raya from there. Ad kan ha mishnah. So the first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is what was Rav Shimon's problem with the first story. The first story was that Rav Akiva asked him, what about five Shrutei Chutz, Ichayev 105, and he brought a Raya from Ilah to Ichayev 5. Rav Shimon said it wasn't a story. What's wrong with that story? My Kasha Rav Shimon, Hachi Kashla, this one was Shver to him. Ma Raya L'Shoichet Ma'eichel. Don't bring a Raya from, what? Don't bring a Raya to Shoichet from Eichel, from Ilah of Eichel. Why not? You were nana five different times, five different dishes. Here, shechita is the exact same thing. So therefore, we keep changing the shayla. They asked the mishayla, if you eat noiser, you have one, you have five. I'm willing to shemanu, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, but shemati, but oichel mizavach, eichel chomishin atam chuyim helmechas, you have kolachas v'achas, mishum v'ilah. You have, if you ate kachim, five different dishes, you have five ashamas. But Rayani is Tvaram Kavachimer. What's the Kavachimer? So our Mishnah didn't say. So our Brisa will say right here. But Rayani Shadvaram Kavachimer. Ma mizavach echad. One karvach. In Gufa Mechalakim. It's not five kavanas. It's one zevach. Chayav Kalachas Vachas Shum Tamchuyim Mechalakim. Because of the Tamchuyim Amachalakim. We'll see later what Tamchuyim means. Either means different parts of the animal or different dishes. But Chamisha Zvachim, the Gufa Mechalakim, like Koshkein. Chamisha Zvachim, that a Gufa Mechalakim. So of course it's better. Of course it's better. So that's the Kavachim. Yeah. Look at the Gemara Vaita. Because that was the story. Look at the Gemara Vaita. The next Gemara is not really, it's just a Mishnah again, but I'll read it anyway, but some take it out of the Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon lekach shalu, ela ba'oichol, noisem ha'chamisha zvachum ha'amachas, and Shai was, he ate five different noisers, five different kabonis, ma'achai ba'achas, kulam ma'achai ba'achas ba'achas, and Rav Shimon, who I didn't hear an answer, Rav Shimon, Shavai shba'oichol, v'zev ha'achol, v'chamisha zvachum, 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 there, where it's one zeva chayev five. Here it's five of zvachim. Of course, the chayev five. Omer Rekiva, im halacha nekabel. But if it's not a halacha, I got a pircha for you. Meila is no shayches. Meila is mocham. That's what he said. So shayla is, what did Rabbi Yeshua do to this? He agreed to the taina back or not? Kibla Rabbi Yeshua la tshuva. Rabbi Kiva eloi, was he mekabel it or not? So we're trying to see if he was mekabel or not. So Toshima, we have a brayso. And it's a quite a long brisa. The Tanya, we went to brisa. Tanya, ochal hechatichas noisar mezevach echad. Mamish the case of our mishnah. Someone ate five chatichas noisar from one zevach. Not mamish the case of our mishnah. Here's the case of one zevach. Behelam echas one forgetting. Bechamisha tamchuyim. Yeah. Now here's similar to our case, right? Five tamchuyim like Rav Yeshua's case. He ate five chatichas noisar, one zevach, five tamchuyim like our mishnah case of Rav Yeshua. It says eina. Eina mevi ala chatas achas. Not like Rabbi Shua's. It's only bring one chatas. Va'aloi hoidash lehem, eina mevi ala osham tala echad. And if you're not sure, you ate five chatichas from five tamchuyim, and you're not sure if it was kachim or not, or noiser or not, you only have one osham tala. But mechamisha tamchuyim, mechamisha alamois, if it's five different alamois, mevi chatas kol achas v'achas. Then you bring a chas v'each one. Maybe and you bring up, you don't know, also each one. So that's case number one. Where, if it's one helam, five tamchuyim, chayav one. Five alam is chayav five. And also the exact same thing, like that's the cloud. What about mehe zvachim, five dvim zvachim helam achas? Chayav akalachas vachas. Here we're passing that you chayav by five zvachim, helam achas, chayav kalachas. We're keeping the shayla. We're passing chayav in each one. Rabbeis ruda emer. Afilu ochal hei chatichas behei zvachim el mechas enim hei sachas. Because Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva. They only bring one chatas. He holds there's no, he says, the malach and the kabel, but then there's no kabachim. He holds, you only have one chatas. Val sveikon enim hei vel oshim tali. You only bring one oshim tali. Only tali echad. Klo yishadava. What's the klal? Kol shachuluk v'chatayis kum ha-shamis. Anything has different chatayis than ha-shamis. And if it doesn't have different chatayis, it doesn't have ha-shamis. Further in the bride, so ochal heichaticha is behetam chuyim is zevach echal feiz rikas damim. Afilu behelam achas, chayev akol achas vaachas mashum ila. Comes to meila ready. It says over here, yichayev five different tamchuyim, chayev five different chatoyos, five different hashamis really, five different hashamis. Vilu al sveikon, maybe osham talik tani. We don't say anything about osham talik. So it sounds like because on something that has a chayev osham ila is no osham talik. As the gate, just to establish who it's going according to. So that's what we have in this braisa. So Gemara says, Mani, who is this Braisa like? Mani ha. Ilema Rabbi Kiva. I'm going to stop like in 5-6 lines. Mani ha. Ilema Rabbi Kiva. If it's going to Rabbi Kiva, so then Rabbi Kiva holds in a different Mishnah that you bring Asham Tali by Asham Ila. By Mi'ila, Asham Ila also, if you're not sure, you bring Asham Tali. So Mani ha. Kiva, listening now is safe. I was thinking maybe Asham Tali. That's now, listen to the Mishnah, it's later on in the Mesechta. Rabbi Kiva Mechayev al Sofik Mila Asham Tali. El Lav. What? No longer with 5 or 1. We know on a Chatos, you're not sure you're Echelev or not, you bring Asham Tali. On something that's Chayev Asham, you're not sure, you bring Asham Tali or not. So it's not only Echayev 5 Chatois, but you don't say anything about Asham Tali, not at all. So who is that going? Only thing I'm going to Rekiva, you should be Chayev Asham Tali. Why that's not Rekiva Mechayev al Sofik Mila Asham Tali. El Lav must be the Bar Machlaikas of Rekiva, must be Rabbi Shui. And what does it say? V'ketani, and one line in this brayso says, "Behei alamos, maybe hei chatois." Mashma dafka hei alamos of noisar, you bring hei chatois, and but not if it was one halama. It's 5 different animals. V'shvam the kibble minay. You see, he didn't learn out from ilah. You see that Rabbi Shua didn't learn from ilah. The more I know, other rabbi m'seif v'ketani behei zvachetom helachas chayv kolach zachas. The Tanakam of Rishu Behuda says that if you eat hei zvachim, even one halam, you chayv kolach zachas. Shemayim don't like kibble minay. See, it wasn't a kabbal. Could you see you have each one, and that must be going to Rabbi Shua. So velamai esach lemeim etanoi the ika time the kibble, the time like kibble, because the stira in the same mishnah, one line to the next, the stira. One hand says dafka lamais, the other hand says even without lamais you chayef five. So it's a tanoi of kibble and not kibble. Zok to Gemara, no. So you say different. The filtem Rabbi Kiva he. It's going to Rabbi Kiva. The high time is sovla kavasa bechada apalga bechada. He argues in him and holds like him. Sovla kavasa bahalama. He holds like him by halama, and therefore he says that if you have only 5 halamas, you chayav 5, but 1 halama, you chayav 1. Upalag halab mi'ilas. But he argues on him by mi'ilas, and he holds that even though Rabbi Kiva holds you chayav asham tali by mi'ilas, this Tana holds you not chayav asham tali by mi'ilas.